Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hello and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We have three types of pets in our house. We have a dog, Chloe, that we have discussed a few times over the years. She is a 10-year-old boxer pit bull mix, and she is the sweetest doggy ever. We also have a 20-gallon fish tank with lots of fish in it, mostly tetras. The other adorable creature that can be found in our house is one that Olivia has a special bond with. Her name is Francesca, and she is a bird. Here's a story I think we've told once before. Her name used to be Frankie, when we thought she was a male bird. Then, she laid eggs. So the decision was made to change her name to Francesca. Olivia loves playing with Francesca and giving her lots of attention. That's because Olivia loves birds. She is super excited to learn more about them. So let's get this started.
Pentuple mailbag!
Pentuple mailbag! Dear Jacob and Olivia, my name is Senem, and I love your podcast. My dad and I discovered your podcast while on a road trip during my spring break this year. We listened to so many episodes while traveling from New York to Atlanta. I especially love the episodes on dogs, snakes, giraffes, alligators and crocodiles, and narwhals. As you can see, I love animals. Outside of animals, I absolutely adored episode 155, Curious About Slime. After listening to a number of your shows, I am curious about so many things. I'd love to learn more about fish, birds, beavers, and vegetables. Thanks for all the interesting facts. Looking forward to future episodes. Senem, age 5, from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Olivia and Jacob. My name is Bennett, and I'm almost 5 years old. I love your podcast. I listen to all your episodes when we're driving, or when we're eating, or even when I'm playing. I love when you say mailbag and when Jacob says hello and the beginning song. I'm curious about heights, birds, and Egyptian mummies. Have a great day. Bennett in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Jacob and Olivia. My name is Wesley and I'm almost 4 years old and I have a little brother named Theo who is almost 2 years old. We love listening to your podcast while driving to school. I'm curious about parrotfish and why they poop sand. I'm also curious about traffic lights and how they work. I'm also curious about grocery stores, flags, birds, and fire trucks. I would love for you to do an episode on one of these topics. Thank you for all your hard work. Your podcast is amazing. Wesley and Theo from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, my name is Zaid, and I'm 5 years old. I live in Port Moody, British Columbia. I love listening to your podcast with my mom. I listen to it every morning and every night and every time in the day. I'm curious to learn about how birds fly.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I am 6 years old and I'm calling from California. I am curious about birds and I'm wondering why some birds can fly while some don't. Thank you.
That was amazing. We can't wait to learn all about birds for Senem, Bennett, Wesley, Theo, Zaid, and Aaron. I'm happy as a lark to learn more about birds this week.
A lark is a bird, and people say that they are happy as a lark when they are very happy, because larks are thought to be happy birds, because they sing songs that sound very happy and joyful. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
I'm going to say three things. Two of them are the truth, but one is a lie. The question of the week is, which one of these three statements is a lie? Number one, All female birds lay eggs. Number 2. All birds have feathers. And number 3. All birds have teeth.
Not very nice to lie to our listeners, Olivia. While they're thinking about which of your statements is a lie, let's learn about how birds fly. That's a rhyme!
Birds are able to fly because of their unique bodies that are perfectly designed to take flight.
For example, a bird's skeleton is very light, even for its size. Even though it is light, it is still strong enough to put in all the hard work that comes with flying.
The reason birds are so light is because their bones are thin and hollow. In comparison, human bones are thick and heavy. Birds also have a beak, which is lightweight and helps to keep birds as light as possible. For many birds, the weight of their feathers is more than the weight of their bones.
Not only are the bones of birds light, but they are also super strong. Their bones have special struts that give them strength, and many of a bird's bones are also more rigid than the bones of a human, which allow them to deal with all the stress that comes with flying, which is a big workout.
Birds that fly also have a large breastbone, which holds the muscles that birds use to fly. Lots of birds that don't fly, like ostriches, have lost their breastbone over the course of time because they don't need it anymore.
Birds also have a big breathing system. About a fifth of a bird's body is used for breathing, compared to humans, which only use about 1/20th of their bodies for breathing.
Like humans, birds use oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. On top of that, birds have special air sacs that allow gases to flow around their bodies easily. The air sacs help make sure that a single bird breath helps a bird more than a single human breath helps a human. A bird's breathing system is designed to give birds a consistent supply of fresh air.
A bird's heart is also more powerful for its size than a human heart. They need to be really good at moving blood around quickly so that their muscles can keep working hard. Birds have a faster heart rate than humans. The average heartbeat for a human is anywhere from 60 to 100 beats per minute. Chickens, which are large birds, have a resting heartbeat of 245 beats per minute. Smaller birds have even faster heartbeats.
A hummingbird's resting heartbeat is 615 beats per minute. If you think that's crazy, the heartbeat of many small birds shoots up over 1,000 beats per minute while it's flying.
In order for birds to fly, they need to use the same forces that airplanes do. If you listened to the episode Curious About Airplanes, you may remember the forces that airplanes use to fly. Well, airplanes were designed to copy many of the features birds have that make them great at flying.
In order for birds to fly, they have to overcome a few forces working against them. There are two forces working to push a bird down, and those forces are its weight and gravity.
There is also a force pushing back against the bird as it flies through the sky, and that force is called drag. If you've ever run really fast and felt air push back at your body as you're running, you know what drag is all about. Without that air pushing back at you, you would be able to run faster.
In order to overcome its weight, gravity, and drag, birds use other forces to allow them to fly. One of those forces is called lift. They create lift by flapping their wings. As birds flap their wings, the air moves faster over the wing than under the wing. The faster moving air over the wing results in the lower pressure over the wing and the higher pressure under the wing.
That's right, and air always moves from areas of high pressure to areas of low pressure. So in this case, air moves from below the bird to above the bird. By doing this, lift continues to push the bird further up.
Another force that helps birds fly is the force of thrust. When birds take flight, they use their legs to push them off from their starting point. That gives them a nice little boost as they start to fly. Like airplanes, birds use thrust and lift to overcome the forces of their weight, gravity, and drag, allowing them to fly quickly over long distances.
Birds are also capable of gliding without using up so much energy. By just holding their wings out, the air flowing around them does the hard work, allowing them to glide through the air.
There are many different types of birds that don't fly. Out of the approximately 10,000 bird species that exist, about 60 of them don't fly. The list of birds that don't fly include cassowaries, emus, kiwis, ostriches, and penguins. Birds that can't fly usually have other ways to protect themselves. Emus and ostriches, for example, are very fast runners. Cassowaries, emus, and ostriches have very strong kicks that they can use against enemies. Those birds can hurt a human really bad with a single kick, as we learned just a few months ago. Penguins are excellent swimmers, which helps them stay safe from enemies.
Now that we know how birds fly, I think it's time to talk about some of the most amazing birds around.
The smallest bird in the world is the bee hummingbird. They measure only 2 1/4 inches long, and they only weigh about 1.5 grams. They are so small that they are sometimes mistaken for insects when they fly. Not surprisingly, the bee hummingbird also makes the smallest nest of any bird, and they lay the smallest eggs, too. Believe it or not, the weight of a bee hummingbird's egg is half the weight of a regular-sized paperclip. That's amazing!
An ostrich, on the other hand, is the biggest bird in the world. Ostriches can grow to more than 10 feet tall and weigh over 340 pounds. What makes them even more interesting is that, despite their massive size, they are able to run faster than any bird too. They can easily run at 45 miles per hour and sprint up to 60 miles per hour, making them a whole lot faster than any human. Ostriches also have the largest eggs of any bird, as their eggs can weigh more than 3 pounds each. Their humongous size is one reason why ostriches can't fly.
The biggest bird that can fly is called the Cory Bustard. The Cory Bustard can reach more than 40 pounds. Even though the Cory Bustard can't fly, it can only fly for short distances due to its size.
The fastest bird, which is also the fastest animal on Earth, is the peregrine falcon. When it dives down, it can reach speeds of over 200 miles per hour.
The biggest wingspan of any bird goes to the wandering albatross. Its wingspan is about 12 feet. The wandering albatross is a large bird, and it uses its long and narrow wings to stay in the air. In order to fly, the wandering albatross needs to take a running start.
The loudest bird is the three-wattled bellbird. When it makes its call, which sounds similar to the sound bawk, the call can be heard from as far as a mile away.
The bird with the biggest appetite is the Cuban toady. It is a small bird, but it has the fastest feeding rate of all birds, meaning that it needs to eat a lot. The Cuban toady eats about 1,500 items a day, most of them insects.
Now that we learned a whole lot about birds, let's answer the question of the week. Which of the following statements is a lie? All female birds lay eggs. All birds have feathers, or all birds have teeth?
All birds have teeth is a lie. In reality, no birds have teeth. They swallow their food whole, and they have an organ inside their bodies called a gizzard that helps grind up the food they swallow whole. It's true that all female birds lay eggs. Also, all birds do have feathers. They are important because they help birds fly, and they also help keep birds warm during winter.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast number 255 on birds.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Senem, Bennett, Wesley, Theo, Zaid, and Aaron for the episode topic suggestion that reminds us that bird is the word. Before we wrap things up for this week, we have some amazing people to thank.
We want to thank our newest Patreon supporters, Lillian S., Molly and Maeve M., and Finn C.
A big thanks to Lillian, Molly, Maeve, and Finn for the support.
And we want to thank KJ Smiles 28 for the 5-star review.
It says, a curiously good podcast. We love your podcast. Thank you for making such a great show. We've already learned so much and can't wait to learn more. Charlie, age 6, and Frankie, age 4, from Salem, Oregon.
You are so welcome, Charlie and Frankie. We are so happy you enjoy listening to the podcast.
Join us next week when we will get curious about pollution for listeners in Florida. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.